Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we continue with the sixth and final session of our study of the book of Titus. Now, this is a study edition, as I said, and we'll not be taking live phone calls today. However, the listener line is always open for you. If you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss on the broadcast, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. So if you have questions or issues over the weekend that you'd like us to discuss, or if you hear something during the broadcast that you don't quite understand, we cordially invite you to call and record your question, and we'll give you the answer on the air. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742, but right now it's Titus, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We titled this study, Finding Your Place in the Story of Grace, and it really is a letter from Paul to Titus to help him organize the church on the island of Crete and to look for elders who have certain characteristics. But woven throughout the fabric of this particular letter are all of these encouragements from Paul to Titus to encourage those he is ministering to be involved in good works, to participate in good works. And he uses as the foundation for that the very fact that God's grace has freed us, that Jesus Christ paid the price to free us from sin, to make us a people that are his very own, who are eager to do good works. So he's saying that something has happened inside of you. You have been made new in Christ Jesus. And so you were once in this story of darkness. You were participating in that story, and you've been rescued out of that story, and now you've been placed in a new story, the story of God's grace, and you were placed there to participate in it, to be an active part of that story. It's a story that is authored by God. It's fueled by his grace, his power, his love, his mercy. Everything is on his shoulders. But he didn't just put us over there to sit on the sidelines. He didn't put us over there just to be observers of what's going on in that story. We, in fact, become players. We become prominent players in that particular story. And so as Paul kind of weaves this letter, he's constantly encouraging through Titus to tell the folks to be involved, to get involved. And so that's what we're going to see here at the last part of this chapter. And we're going to start today in verse 8. We mentioned that last week, but we just mentioned it in passing as we were coming to the end of the broadcast. So I want to pick up right there in verse 8, and then we're going to finish this letter today. So the saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good work. So there it is. Why does Paul want Titus to insist on the things that he's been teaching him in this particular letter? So that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. Now, what are the things that Titus needs to insist on? Well, the things that he needs to insist on is the teaching ministry of the grace of God. This grace has appeared in the person of Christ Jesus. This grace of God teaches us to renounce or deny ungodliness and worldly passions and to live righteous, upright, self-controlled lives in this present generation. This grace of God has made us a people eager to do good works. Now, what is this grace of God? It's the kindness of God that appeared again in the person of Christ Jesus. And in this mercy that he poured out upon us, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So the foundation of this new life in Jesus Christ is the grace of God. The fact the grace of God has made us different, has made us new in Christ Jesus, and the grace of God is the fuel that enables this life to be lived out in and through us. Mm-hmm. So that is the foundation. Those are the things that Titus is to insist on in his teaching ministry on the island of Crete. And the result of that is that those who have believed in God, those who have received the grace of God, are going to be careful to devote themselves to good works, to be a part of this story. That's what this is all about, for us to participate in the story of God. Now, these things are excellent and profitable for people. So if you're devoting yourself to good works, you're devoting yourself to acts that are excellent and profitable for people. You are looking out there and observing the needs that people are suffering through. And you are rolling up your sleeves and saying, I am going to abide in Christ, depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ to move me in such a way that I can meet those needs that become profitable for the people. So Paul says, insist on these things, the teaching ministry, the saving ministry of the grace of God, the teaching ministry of the grace of God in our lives, so that we will be able to devote ourselves to good works. In contrast, but avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. So if you want to be helpful in people's lives, stick to the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Insist on the grace of God. Allow the grace of God to motivate you, to compel you to reach out to others and be profitable to them. If you want to just stir up all kinds of trouble and strife and those sort of things, man, just devote yourselves to foolish controversies.
Yeah.
Devote yourselves to genealogies, trying to figure out who's in and who's out. And we do that, don't we?
I mean, we
have these DNA packets now that people are buying up left and right to find out their genealogy. Where did they come from? There are even groups, religious groups, that are set on the fact that they are the true people of God. And they're using these DNA tests to try to prove that. To prove that they are the lost tribes of Israel, or that they are the true Hebrews. So they're trying to use DNA. So they engage people in those genealogies and saying, hey, follow the bloodlines. We're it. There's all kinds of dissensions. There's all kind of quarrels about the law. What does it really mean to not work on the Sabbath? And we have all kinds of discussions about that. And they're interesting, and people may love getting involved in them, but they're unprofitable and worthless.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, why do we want to be involved in something that's unprofitable and worthless when there's something that we can be involved in that's going to be profitable and excellent for people? And that is being in the story of God's grace. Now, as for a person who stirs up division, and, oh, my goodness, are there a lot of those out there. There are so many people that are stirring up division. The whole church at Corinth was a church divided, and there were different groups of people stirring up division. Well, what does Paul say to Titus about dealing with those particular people? He says, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him. Just walk away from a divisive person. Why? Because you're not going to win those arguments.
No.
You're not going to bring him or that person into unity with what the real teaching is all about. So warn them twice, and then if they're not interested, walk away, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful. So anybody that's trying to cause division within the body of Christ, anyone that's trying to be divisive, is warped and is sinful. And just that act of dividing the body is an act of self-condemnation. You are pointing those fingers back at you, saying, hey, I'm dividing the body of Christ. So warn those who are causing division. And boy, we can cause division with our theological viewpoints. We can just rip the body of Jesus Christ apart. Why? Because we think our understanding of the Scripture is right, and we want to be right, and boy, we we pound on people who don't agree, and we just cause divisions. Well, we need to center our lives around the grace of God. There's only one gospel. There has always been one gospel. There's not two. There's not three. There's not four. There's one gospel that centers on the person and work of Jesus Christ. And when we focus on him, when we keep our eyes on Christ and the teaching ministry of his grace in our lives, the empowering ministry of his grace in our lives, the saving ministry of his grace in our lives, then we're going to experience unity one with another. Then we can be involved in truly participating in this story of grace.
Finding your place in the story of grace. It's our study in Titus, and this is the final episode in this particular study. Glad you're here for it, friends. And I want to remind you, of course, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're asking you and everyone to make the most generous possible gift to help Basic Gospel remain on the air and online, bringing the good news of the love of Jesus Christ. Now, this Tuesday is the end of June and the end of our fiscal year, by the way, and we still have a long way to go to reach the needed level of support, but the $45,000 Good News Matching Gift Challenge makes it possible for you to double your gift over these next 4 days. $25 becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. You get the picture. So please, make this matching gift a reality by making the most generous gift that you can. Click donate at basicgospel.net to double the impact of your gift. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And to make sure that you know that we are thankful for your gift, we're going to send you a copy of our new 30-day devotional called Forgiveness, a study that can open the door for you to experience the joy of a deep personal connection with Jesus Christ. But remember, only 4 days remain, so we hope you'll make your gift today or over the weekend at the latest. Again, you can make that gift online at basicgospel.net or by mail to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Now back to this wonderful study in Titus, and here again is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So Titus, and really the entire New Testament, and specifically what Paul has to say in all of his letters, these writers are making a case for the grace of God. They are laying it out there for us. They're showing us our real need, that we were in bondage to sin and death, that we had no way of escape from that power that was controlling us. We need something beyond ourselves. We needed something more powerful than ourselves. We needed something more powerful than sin and death. And Jesus comes on the scene, and he crushes sin and death with that mighty blow that he dealt at the cross. When he died, when sin and death looked and said, "We've won." But no, sin and death didn't win. They were being crushed on the very force of the blood of Jesus Christ. And then he rose in victory.
Yeah.
And he says, this is the way of escape. This is the way of freedom through death, burial, and resurrection, the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Spirit, this enabling us to be raised to walk in the newness of life. That is the case that is being made for these by these apostles in this New Testament. And we have this wonderful opportunity to now find our place in that story. If any of you know me very well, you know I'm a big Les Miserables fan by Victor Hugo. I've read the book, loved the book. It just is one of the most moving, compelling pieces of literature I've ever read. I love the musical. I love whatever movie comes out that does that. But there's a great scene in the musical, and it's one of the lines in a song, "One More Day," and Marius is having this conflict. He's met the love of his life, and yet there's this fight for freedom that's in front of him, and he has to decide. And there's a place in this song where he says, "You know, I fight with you. My place is with you," and that's what we're called to say as far as the story of grace is concerned. I was a part of the world, and the world kept pulling at me. And even today, the world keeps tugging. The world keeps trying to pull us back in, to suck us back in with all the temptations. And then we have this flesh of ours that rears its ugly head, and it tries to tug at our heartstrings. And there's a point where we come and say, Lord, I'm with you. Why? Because you're with me. My place is with you, both now and forever. And I'm going to make myself available to you in whatever way you want to use me. This fight for freedom, this case for grace, this new life that you're offering to anyone who will call upon the name of the Lord, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that rescue mission. I want to do good.
Yeah.
And that's what it means to do good, to be a part of the story of grace. Now, that's kind of how he ends this particular letter. When I send Artemis or Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. So this is one of the last books that Paul penned, and he's reaching out to his team members, and he wants them to be around. And, you know, that's the interesting thing. God saves us individually, but he places us into a body of believers. We're saved individually, but we enjoy this Christian life corporately.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy it with other fellow believers. And we're a part of this great rescue mission that God has put in place through Christ Jesus, and Christ now working through each and every one of us together as a team, as a body of believers, as the church. So God works through the body. We all have a place and a role, and just the mention of these names kind of brings that to light.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said 100 times here on the broadcast, we are so grateful for Basic Gospel Nation. The team that God has called together is much bigger than the group that resides here at 751 Hebron Parkway,
yeah,
in Lewisville, Texas. There is a team of people that God has called together that I affectionately call Basic Gospel Nation that stand together in delivering this good news through radio airwaves, through internet platforms, through social media channels, through resources, books, and devotionals, and all these different things. It's a team of people. We're all connected one to another, working together to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So we all have a place and a role. And talk about excitement. Man, that makes just even the most boring day just over the top exciting, knowing that you have a place and a role in the body of Jesus Christ, yes, in this story, mm-hmm, of grace.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And Bob, you know, let's talk about our fiscal year end, this $45,000 Good News Matching Gift Challenge. You know, if we can get that matched up to $90,000, that'll really help. But we still have a long way to go and only 4 days to get there.
Yes, we do. And we certainly have this matching gift out there. And folks, if you give today or between now and June 30th, you will have the opportunity to make twice the impact with your gift.
Yes.
And that's exciting. And like I said, we have a wonderful team of people called Basic Gospel Nation. And I'm asking all of us to step up to the plate and give generously so, mm-hmm, that we can continue to share this good news,
yeah,
together corporately,
yeah,
as a body of believers called Basic Gospel. So if you can give, we ask you to do so today. Go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, follow all the instructions, and be as generous as you can. And I hope next week we can all celebrate together,
yeah,
seeing this need met.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it's not beyond the reach of God. So we're just praying that he will move in the hearts of lots and lots of people and move them to act in the next several days.
Absolutely. I'll be giving the street address as we close the program in a few minutes. But just before we get back to our study, want to invite you to join Bob Christopher for Sunday Morning Live, Sunday mornings at 9:30 Central. It's available online at basicgospel.net. Just click either of the Facebook or YouTube links at the top of the homepage for direct access. That's Sunday mornings live at 9:30 Central with Bob Christopher. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to join him.
Yes, indeed. Well, back to our study. In verse 13, Paul writes this, "Do your best to speed Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing." So they had various works that they were going to be involved in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and teaching the grace of God, the fullness of the grace of God. And he says to Titus, "See that they lack nothing." People need help. We need to be in this together. So he says, "See that they lack nothing." And then he says this, "And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful." God didn't call us to sit in the stands. He didn't call us to be observers. He didn't call us to be watchers of action. He calls us to get in the arena, to get on the field, to be a part of what's going on. And we do so when we devote ourselves to good works. Now, these aren't things that we're making up, that we're inventing to do. These are the good works that God has prepared beforehand for us to walk in, as Paul wrote to the Ephesians. So let's open up our eyes and see the things that God has prepared for us to be involved in, and then let's go about our business. Yeah. Let the grace of God move us down that path. So let the people learn to devote themselves to good work so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. Sitting in the stands, that's an unfruitful life. Getting down on the field, allowing the Spirit of God to work in and through you, that's a fruitful life. Now, all who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. That's, again, just speaks of the unity that we have in Christ Jesus, this camaraderie that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. And then he ends the letter as he ends every single letter he wrote. Grace be with you all. That's the story. So in the beginning, God. That's the first verse of the Bible. The last verse of the Bible is, "And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with his people." And here we see the same ending, grace be with you all. That's the story. If we want to be connected to God, there's only one way to be connected to God, and that's to receive the goodness of his grace. If we want to live in the newness of life, there's only one way to do that, and that is to be empowered by the grace of God. If we want to be a benefit to others, if we want to do things that are helpful and profitable and excellent, there's only one way, and that's to be compelled by the grace of God. The story from beginning to end is the grace of God. Have you found your place in the story? Have you come to a point in your life where you've received the grace of God and experienced the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit? Have you come to the place where God's grace has made you a person who is eager to do good works? If so, you're in the story. Now go have fun and live it to the full.
Yeah. Friends, hope you've enjoyed this study through Titus as I have. And if you would like to access the archive, you can find it at basicgospel.net/teaching. All the sessions are there. We hope you'll take advantage of them. And thanks for being here for this one. We want to remind you of the Good News Matching Gift Challenge that doubles every gift up to $45,000. And with your help, that $45,000 can become $90,000. Please get on the horn at basicgospel.net and make your gift, or you can send your gift to 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310 at Louisville, Texas, 75057. And as our thanks, we'll send you a copy of our new 30-day devotional called Forgiveness, an open door to experience a deep personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we want to remind you also that Bob will be here Sunday morning, 9:30 for Sunday Morning Live. Hope you'll link to either Facebook or YouTube at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. It's only online, but you can take advantage of it again. Just visit basicgospel.net. Click either Facebook or YouTube right at the very top of the homepage. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis asking you to be sure to be with us on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.